Chrysos, Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Beis, 3-2. We're not going to talk about scenarios where potentially one is liable to bring multiple chatos. So the first case is Achal Chelev v'chelev behelem echad. A person ate some chelev, the forbidden fats for which everyone eats it, b'shogeg, not knowing it's forbidden, and he has to bring a chatos, and he does it twice. So if it's behelem echad, in a single lapse of awareness, meaning when he ate the first and he ate the second kazayas of the chelev, so he was equally unaware from the first to the second without a break in the middle. He just didn't know that this was forbidden. So whether that happened, you know, an hour apart or it happened, you know, 25 years apart, it doesn't matter. Eino chayev ela chatas achas. He brings just a single chatas for the entire lapse of awareness where he was eating chelev and not realizing it was forbidden. So again, that means, hypothetically, if he ate chelev for breakfast every day for 25 years, he's done it thousands of times, but since he didn't know it was forbidden, he would bring one chatas at the end of the whole period, once he learns what he's doing is forbidden, that's helem echad. On the other hand, achal chelev vedam venosar upigal behelem echad. If in a single lapse of awareness, he eats something which has four different prohibited ingredients. Each of these four are separate law from the Torah. So he's eating a sandwich, thinking the sandwich is a-okay, but it turns out the sandwich has all four of the worst kinds of no-nos, each of which carry a penalty of karas. Bemezid, he's doing a b'shogeg, so he's going to bring chatas. So then he'd have to bring chayav al kol echad v'echad. He'd have to bring a separate chatas for each of the four ingredients, assuming that he ate a kazayas and all the amount of each of them. So what are these four ingredients? Simply, chelev, the forbidden fats. Dam is forbidden as blood. Nosar is leftover sacrificial meat. And pigel, that's meat that was from a korban, which one had chutzal zmano thoughts, improper thoughts about the timing of when to do some part of the procedure. So if one eats four kazesim, one kazayas, each of those four things, he has to bring one chatas for each of the four averas, each of the separate, because they're different of the 613 mitzvahs, even if he did in a single lapse, a single helem echad. Says the Mishnah, zechomer b'minin harbe m'min echad. So in this respect, there's a stricture, a chumrah, that applies to different types of iser, so different of the 613 mitzvahs, which doesn't apply to a single iser, meaning, again, if you could eat four chelev sandwiches over 4 days, but you each just bring one chatas, whereas if you eat a single chelev sandwich, but it also has nosar and pigel and dam in it, so you'd bring four chatas for that one act. Okay, so it's more strict. On the other hand, v'chomer min echad meminim harbe, there is a stricture that applies to when you're dealing with a single type of iser, which doesn't apply to multiple different types of iser. Shim achal kachatzi zayis v'chazer v'achal kachatzi zayis. If a person ate half of the requisite amount, just half an olive's amount of chelev, and then he ate a second half, so then, memin echad, if it's from the same iser, so it's chelev and then more chelev, they combine to bring the full olive's amount, and therefore, v'chayiv will have to bring a korban chatas. Mishnei minin pater. But if it came from two different minim, it's pater, meaning if he ate half a kazayas of chelev, and half a kazayas of nosar meat, and half a kazayas of pigle meat. Doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all usher midoraisa, but the point is it doesn't trigger the obligation to bring a chatas because he didn't have a full requisite amount of one kazayas of any one of the categories of iser. Now, the legal act of eating in halacha, like say eating to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah and Pesach or any other act of eating, really has two dimensions. We're worried about the requisite minimum amount. That quantity is a zayas, the volume of an olive. But it has to be eaten within a specific amount of time. Now, the next Mishnah will discuss what that time is, but I want to speak it out here just for a second to understand. We say that he ate half a zayas and then another zayas of chelev. He has to bring a chatas. It means that he ate the two half zayasim to combine to a whole zayas, a whole olive's amount. He did it within a short amount of time. How short amount of time? That's the topic of the next Mishnah.